There's so many flies in here. Did you notice that? I've been like looking. I'm like, there's so many flies.
There's a lot of flies.
Oh my God. You think there's a body in here?
It could be.
There could be a dead dog.
He was we haven't looked in the other rooms.
They're here because the pod's dead.
Have you ever had a question you wanted to ask the opposite race, but you were too nervous to ask?
I'm Turner Sparks.
And I'm Phil Duckett.
And this is Black and White Advice,
where we answer all your questions about race, even the scary ones.
This is Black and White Advice. You've got a question, but you're scared to ask. Just drop the boys a message, because they're up to the task. They're rolling the dice, they ain't.
All right, everybody, welcome to the show. My name is Turner Sparks.
And I'm the real deal. Feel the thrill.
Behind the glass on the ones and twos, we got Joe, the muscle, Russell. Joe, how you doing?
Hello, everybody. It's Rush Limbaugh.
Hey!
He's back.
The EIB Network. One final time.
My fellow Americans, a day that will live in infamy.
Folks, we got...
Ich bin ein Berliner. I believe that's what Kennedy said on his last podium speech. We have some sad but happy news, okay? I love being your dad, but I don't know if I have what it takes. Your mom has found a better lover.
Mm.
So I'm going to the store to get some cigarettes. And I'm going to let Turner take it from here.
We are transitioning the show. It is not goodbye. It's see you later.
See you later. See you soon.
What we're doing is the podcast, as you know it, in this weekly podcast form, is going to, as they say in the business, sunset.
Hey.
We will sunset this show. This will be the final episode.
And it's not because we don't love you. All right? We love y'all. The listeners, Coach Stint, when you hear this 6 weeks from now, because you're behind. Thank you for listening, but we are transitioning to a live situation.
We did the live podcast, or the live version of this podcast, 2 or 3 weeks ago.
And it was just better.
It was so much better.
It was not even close. Yeah. It was like, you know, I get it, but...
And we don't blame you.
No. Could you have liked and sent it to some friends? Possibly. But that wasn't in the cards for us.
It works better as a live show because I think it's that it's immediate. It's that we're right there.
People are writing questions as they think of them and putting them in the bucket, and we get to interact with the people who ask the question because we thought a lot of people were going to go anonymous.
Wait. Now that you know what I'm realizing right now, this is the first episode we've actually recorded since we did the live show. Yeah. So we haven't even explained what happened.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was amazing.
It was so good that this show just got canceled. Yeah. That's how good
the network was like, what are we doing?
Why are you doing that? You should just do the other thing. So the live show went so well. What happened? We really had like 25 people.
25
there.
People.
But that was enough.
Felt like Madison Square Garden to us.
Felt like Madison Square Garden.
Me and Turner were on fire. The riffs were raffing.
And it will be Madison Square Garden someday.
One day. But guess what, guys? Y'all can also... I'm thinking about we should maybe take it corporate. Go corporate with this shit.
Yeah.
Like, it was that good. Like, we... Since DEI dissolved... Turner taught me what that was earlier this season. Since DEI dissolved, we would be the best situation to, like, take to HR to break the ice. You know what I'm saying? Like... The questions you want to ask the coworkers at work that you would never, you bring us as the mediators.
Yes.
And we do the Black and White Advice show at your job, corporate event. Yeah. It's like a team building experience.
The only issue is everyone now hates DEI, but.
No.
I think they hated it in the form it was in. No, people are very, every company's like canceling their DEI.
That's because they want Trump's funding. But guess what? Let's get into it. The Trump and Elon thing, bro.
Fantastic.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? The thing is, I knew it was going to end, but I figured they'd be, like, professional about it. I'm so wrong. It is so petty.
It's pretty...
He drops the video of Trump at Epstein Island with Epstein with the bitches.
I know.
Okay. Bing, bang, boom, checkmate, bitch.
But I don't know. So who do you think's going to win this battle? I think Trump's going to win.
Well, he's the president. If Trump gets out of office, Elon would destroy him because he has more money.
Yeah, but he has three and a half years left to go.
That's what I'm saying. So Trump can really make his life difficult. He's going to move back to South Africa. and take them little immigrants.
Did Trump really say last night? Was that a real tweet?
Where he said that he was going to take his funding?
Where he said, what it was, the tweet was like, mediocre Musk is high on ketamine, time to go back to Africa.
Was that real? That was The Onion.
So was that not real? Okay.
That was not, I was like, no, that didn't come from.
If that was real, I was like, does he have Tony Hinchcliffe writing for him? Who's writing these? Yeah.
Isn't it funny that we thought that could be real?
Telling a white
guy. It's not out of the realm of things.
Telling a white guy to go back to Africa.
Africa is insane.
It was, no, but Trump can cancel. He's already said he's canceling all of his government contracts, which is like billions of dollars.
He was like, you want me to make some room for some funding?
Yeah.
He's like, well, I can't. Yeah, that's like.
This is wild. The other thing that's crazy about this, I
pray we don't get bombed soon, because this, I mean, what better time to come for America than this? Oh. Like, we look so weak. We're a joke. I honestly, somebody said, they're like, I think like the rest of the world actually feels bad for us. I said, do you think that's how the world works?
They will come and take over America. No.
Like, dude, they don't.
Do you feel bad for like the Lakers when they're losing? No, one does.
Do you feel bad for India?
We're the Lakers of America.
Okay, that was too far, but
everyone hates.
Like, I don't care. Like, you know, problems outside of the U.S. I'm like, sorry, I don't really have the capacity for it. I know it's so fucked up to say that shit.
No, that's my point. You ever talk to people in L.A. who claim to be Lakers fans, and you're like, what do you think about what the Dallas Mavericks are doing? They're like, who?
Yeah.
I don't even never heard of them.
Yeah, no, it's gotten crazy.
Anyway, point is, we're going to do a monthly live show. We don't know where yet.
It's going to be in New York City, but listen, here's what we want you to know. We're going to do these live shows, and then we're going to clip it and then post it for y'all. Like, share those shits, because I think when you see what the live is versus the podcast, you're going to be like, holy shit, they're right.
You're going to fly in
for it. And then if you don't fly in, we get big enough, we can start touring this thing. We want to get into some, you know, we want to get into some festivals and things like that.
Corporate's a good idea, but comedy festivals,
I don't want to limit myself to corporate. I'm just saying that'd be a lane that we would look at. We could do everything. Yeah. I'm all about the money, y'all. If y'all don't know this, you guys can tell over these last couple of weeks, my life is in shambles. This is a cry for help.
We're getting real. Episode 35.
Episode 35. All right. I'm fighting for my fucking life. But we got to make money.
It would be the like number one thing I've ever done in my life if I could be a DEI hire. That would be really, if I could be the one they bring in for DEI training.
The straight white man?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a Hail Mary, to say the least.
No, I'm saying it could happen if this show. What I want to do, I'm going through our list here because I want to shout out our Patreon subscribers.
Isn't it funny to think that if the audience was bad at the live show, the podcast would still be going on?
Like, well, shit, we got to be doing better than that. Yeah, but that's the thing. It was such a good first show. It's like, what, I mean,
that's where it's at.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, it was. And like, I told Turner, I was like, I had more fun doing the live show than I've ever had doing the podcast. No offense, you know.
Yeah, I didn't have to set up three cameras. That was good too.
And I don't have to travel 2 days by mule and train to get here. Turner came to my house in the Bronx yesterday. Yo.
Oh my god!
Yo, he took the adventure. How long did it take you to get?
Hour and 20 minutes in an Uber.
We in the X.
It said it would be 44 minutes.
Right.
And then it was one of those things, you get in and it just keeps getting longer and longer.
Right, and that's why I was like, when you were like, I'm in the Uber, I'm like, why wouldn't you have just taken the train at this hour?
The train said an hour, 5 minutes, the Uber said easy. 44.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I'll do the Uber. Yeah. And it is an hour and 20 minutes to get there. By the time I got there, I was like, I'm quitting.
And then my air conditioning doesn't really, it works, but like I live in a greenhouse, so it was so hot in there. I felt bad for Turner. I gave him a glass of water. That's about all I could do.
You gave me water. It was great water. And then on the way out, I was like, hey, can I get something to eat? So I go, he's like,
I was like, there's a Popeyes down the street by the train.
There's a Popeyes down the street. I go into the Popeyes. I go, this is in the Bronx. First of all, bulletproof glass. All like, who's
people, we protect our chicken.
People are shooting up the place for chicken, I guess, on a regular basis. The Indian guy behind the glass is scared for his life. And
nah, first of all, my boob definitely. He definitely was not forever. He's a real fucking dickhead. The guy works. The Indian people who work at the Bronx Popeyes are so cold.
Yeah. Okay. So I go in there and they have one of those like machines you order from. So I go put on all my information in the machine, go all the way through it. It takes 5 minutes because there's a line to even get to the front of the machine. Get to the front of the machine. Once you put in what you want, what drinks you want, what food you want, you get to the end, you put in your credit card and it goes, oh, the machine's broken. But it doesn't tell you until the very end. So then you have to get back in the regular line.
Which by now is almost out the door because it's the Bronx and black people love chicken.
10 or 15 people waiting. And the lady at the front waits for 8 minutes. I'm going to say 8 minutes. And then,
which 8 minutes is a long time when you're waiting in line, by the way. Like 8 minutes, you don't realize how long 10 minutes is until you're like doing nothing. 8 minutes standing in line is out.
And she's in the front.
Yeah.
There's 14
other
people.
So you know you got 38 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm doing the math.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm 80 minutes away from getting to the front of this Popeyes line. Yeah.
Let alone let them cook the chicken.
Yeah. And then also the guy behind the glass just keeps walking back and forth, but not even acknowledging not only that she's there, that there's other 14 people behind her. And so finally she goes, excuse me. And she taps on the glass. She's like, excuse me, can I order? And the guy's like, all right, fine. What do you want?
What do you want?
And I left.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can hold it.
He's still mad he didn't get into medical school.
I took the train back downtown. An hour later, I ate dinner.
Oh.
And then I was like, yeah, this is too much.
Well, while I'm over here, I'm going to go get one of those chopped sandwiches. There's this bodega that does the chopped. You ever seen that? Like, they take everything, they make the sandwich. Before they put it in, they chop it. It's almost like confetti, the entire. And then they put it. It is the best sandwich I've ever had.
What do they chop up? Vegetables?
No, whatever you order. So if you order a club, but it's chopped. So everything. They make it. And then before they put the bread together, they just take it and they chop it with the fucking cleaver.
Is it one of those Instagram things?
It was a TikTok thing I saw. And I walked in. The line was out. They were like, this place has been here since the 50s. They've been doing chopped.
It's around here?
It's literally right down the street from your house. When I just did this club. Nice. I did this comedy club. There's a comedy club.
Oh, I know.
275 Park.
Yeah, right down the street.
I just did a show there.
Laughaholics or something
like
that?
Yeah, it's a black club.
Yeah.
125 people. I went in there and I said, holy shit. It was such a great room.
It's two blocks away.
It is that. And so when I come out, I was starving. I just type in bodega and I'm walking. I said, this is where Turner fucking lives.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I had no idea. So when I leave here, I'm going to get the chopped
sandwich.
Dude,
I asked you a few months ago if you've heard of that club.
I had never heard about it. And then I got a text like, hey, just confirming tonight, 7 o'clock. I completely forgot I booked it. And he paid me fucking $250.
Wow. How much time did you do?
15 minutes.
Whoa. Dude. Hamburger.
Gave me, hamburger. Handed me an envelope full of cash. I said, damn, I love black rooms. You know what I mean? So, but no, I'm going to leave
my German. Why? Because they play the real rate that you're supposed to get paid.
Yeah, well, black rooms, the thing is, black rooms don't, when you first start, they do pay, but not that great. But once you're in, like once you're the headliner.
Were you headlining?
No.
I mean, you were closing?
I wasn't even closing. He paid everybody that.
Amazing.
Dog, I was like, dog, I had no, but 125 people and they were charging $25 a ticket.
Yeah, but that's all the good clubs in New York City, not naming names.
Yeah, they charge that.
That's all the ones we work.
Yeah, but the black rooms, they
paid $75
off. Yeah. I said, $250?
So everybody got $250?
Yeah, from what I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who else was on the lineup?
Me, PDD Abreu, Sidney Washington, a comedian I didn't know. But those are like the three big names.
Yeah.
But no, and it was a great show.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Did you talk to any of the audience? I wonder if they all live around here.
Yeah, they're all Brooklyn people. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, I'll come back. But that's Ray DeJean's room. He started back in the day with Comic View and like he's a producer's producer.
Okay.
So this is like his fourth club.
Phil, there's one thing I forgot.
What?
ExpressVPN.com/Turner, everybody. Go there for the last time.
I don't even know why you had to do it.
Because
the 12 listeners we have aren't even going.
Hey, easy. I want to shout out. No, expressvpn.com/Turner. You sign up now, you get two, I can't remember if it was 2 free months or 4 free months.
You are horrible at this advertising.
I forgot
shit.
The ad. I didn't bring it.
I'll be tightened up before tonight when you're hosting. He's going to fire you.
All right, I want to shout out our Patreon subscribers that I can remember. I was trying to get the full list up and I can't find it anywhere. But Gretchen Evans, what's up? Shout out. Rebecca Grapevine, this is our last show, so I want to shout out
everybody. Heard it through the grapevine.
Tyler Sparks, my brother. Ooh. Gary Sparks, my dad. Silent S, we never found out your real name.
That's your uncle.
Silent S, that could be. Yeah. Silent Sparks.
Pretty much your family's back in this podcast.
Pascal Hauser, Joe Barnes' son. We had somebody sign up like yesterday, so.
So he's going to get a refund.
Shout out to him. Drew Fralick.
We got a few more questions, though. Before we bring it on home, we have some questions that y'all have never heard before, and we're just going to like spit fire.
And what we're going to do, we'll come back in a second, and then we Patreon subscribers, we're doing a full Patreon at the end of this, and everybody else, the next time you'll hear us is we're going to announce whenever we get our live dates sorted out, when the month, what location we're doing in New York City, what day of the month it is, all that kind of stuff. We'll come back on. We'll do an announcement.
And also
on this feed.
Send in, if you like want to see us and you're not in New York, Send in the cities that y'all are in, and let's just see, and we'll just like kind of play around, see if maybe we can.
Yeah, why not?
Why not see if we can call some clubs in those cities and see if they would be down
totally.
To have us out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We'll start like that.
All right. We'll be right back with your black and white advice questions and answers for the last time.
Gays.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hey, you want to get bonus content, early episodes, and have your questions answered on the show?
Well, then subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/blackandwhiteadvice and subscribe right now.
Do it, and we'll give you a shout-out on a future episode.
And I might call you the N-word.
All right, we're back, everybody. First, all these questions, by the way, today come to us. They're from the live show. They're the ones we didn't answer in the live show. And we thought, why not do them here? Do them here on the podcast. First question is, and Joe Russell, by the way, grab a mic. This is the last episode.
You chime in, buddy.
Jump in on all these answers.
We don't want you to be motherfucking Anne Frank. I want you to say something.
You got to do it as Rush Limbaugh. That's the only
Anne Frank?
I don't want you to be quiet.
Here's the... Is that what your like mom used to say when you were being too quiet? Yeah. Stop being Anne Frank over
well,
there.
You can say something. Yes, ma'am.
All right, here's the first question. Who makes the best fried chicken, Koreans or blacks?
Man, don't even fucking disrespect me with no stupid shit like that.
That's a great question.
That's a dumb fucking question. First of all, Koreans just started making fried chicken, and you want to know how they started making good fried chicken?
Ooh,
motherfucker? All right, the fucking Korean War is when all the expats started fucking all y'all's hoes, and they was living over there, and they showed them how to fry chicken, because most of them was from the South, and they stayed after the war was over. And Korean fried chicken is a spinoff of fucking Southern fried chicken. Don't ever fucking play with me.
But Phil, these Asian people are working on it with precision for 80 years.
I will not have this debate with white men on whose chicken is better.
Korean fried chicken is so good.
It is very good.
Yeah.
It's very good. It's crispy. That's why you like it, because that's where they got the crunch. But there's too many of them motherfucking flavors. Don't nobody want no bok choy fucking chicken wings, bitch. Keep it natural.
I don't think they have bok choy chicken.
They got
wings.
Some. It's like sweet Thai chili.
Bok choy is a vegetable.
They have flavorings.
I know that. I know they have flavorings.
I'd put my testicle on it that there's a bok choy chicken wing out there.
There's no chance there's a bok choy.
Okay,
but they got other flavorings. They do have flavorings. Yeah. They're very good. They also got baseball at the same time. They're big into baseball from that war.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, you know, war isn't all bad.
They're not better than Japan.
Not at baseball.
How did Japan's team get so good after we dropped that bomb on them?
Well, I think, we learned them a little bit. And sometimes you just got to be told a thing or two, and then you shape up.
Hey, shape up.
And you start swinging, you know, for power or whatever.
Oh, man. That's so great.
No, I don't know how they got so good, but maybe because they also, the precision thing, the Joe, the muscle.
There's a lot of math, and they know velocity. It's physics. Baseball is physics.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
They know how to like feel the wind, see the...
I will say I went to a Korean baseball game one time. And last summer we were in Seoul, Korea. And I'm like, I want to go to a game. The game's sold out. It's like 35,000 people there, right? These guys are like heroes. And there's one black dude on the team. Just
from Dominican Republic?
No, American.
Really?
American black guy hitting dingers just every time. Home run. The place is going bananas for him. And he lives in Seoul, South Korea. I looked it up. I think he makes like 350 grand a year. And then I also looked up his career. I'm like, who is this guy? He had been a career minor league, like double, triple A player in America. Got called up once or twice for a couple weeks by a few different teams. And then when he was 30, he was like, screw it. I'm moving to Korea. First off, you're playing double, triple A baseball in America. You're making like 50 grand a year.
Yeah. So 350.
No one knows who you are. You're playing in empty stadiums.
He has a statue now in Korea.
Yeah. Or you're making 350 grand a year and you're a hero. Yeah. Who wouldn't do that? And Seoul's a big city. You're not out in the middle of nowhere.
Right. And they had the Olympics. So yeah, you know they got to be legit.
I'm like, why wouldn't everyone be doing this?
Do you remember what else happened in Seoul when Greg Louganis hit his head on the diving board?
Is that where he did it?
Yeah. It was the 1988 Seoul Games.
And he bled out.
Bled out. They emptied the pool.
Yeah, because there was an AIDS scare.
Yeah, they were like, he was like, he's going to fuck everybody up.
Oh, it's true. He's a graduate of University of Miami.
Is he?
Yeah, went to my school.
He's probably where he got it.
Come on now.
Phil, I once saw a Korean video of a person who taught a dog how to shoot a bow and arrow, and the dog was hitting targets. Like, if they can do that
in Korea,
they can make their friend chicken.
They spent 10,000 hours with that dog.
Frying chicken is like...
Maybe they do have bok choy for chicken.
I'm telling you, they do.
Do you realize what bok choy is?
Yeah, it's a leafy vegetable.
It's like saying lettuce fried chicken.
Turner, I'm not an idiot. I'd eat bok choy. I know what the fuck it is. And this is why he just tried to white-splain bok choy to me.
You said bok choy fried chicken.
Yeah, they season it with bok choy. It'd be like Italian seasoning, but it's bok choy for Asians.
Okay.
They dry it, grind it up, and then they put a bok choy rub on it.
But I can't think of the other. They don't have a bok choy
it's
rub.
It's a bok choy rub.
It's like a sweet rub. It's like a... I think they might have invented like the sweet baby rays, you know? That
don't,
kind
you
of.
Know what? Y'all don't quit fucking playing with my people. You think Korean, you stop fucking playing with me. They created Sweet Baby Rays. Okay.
Next question.
Yep.
That's a fantastic question. By the way, we also should say at these live shows, I don't think we made it clear enough in advance because everyone was surprised. All the questions are anonymous. People were telling me, even people were telling us there are secrets.
You know what I mean?
They were telling us they were scared. People were telling me they were scared to come and they were like relieved when they got there and then it wasn't, they didn't have to stand up and ask a question if they didn't want to.
Yeah.
They could do it anonymously. So if you come to these shows, it's all anonymous. Your questions are anonymous. Here we go. This is another one from the show. What cocktails do black people avoid at all costs?
Anything with white people names. Tom Collins.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Arnold Palmer's, Arnie P's.
Yeah.
I don't want no old white man's drink because there was a time they wouldn't let us take a sip of that motherfucker. So,
do we know who Tom Collins is?
I have no idea who Tom Collins is. I know it's a gin drink.
I feel like gin in general.
I would drink a John Daly. I would drink one.
You would drink a John Daly?
I would drink a John Daly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But, that's the Arnold Palmer with vodka? Is that what that is?
Is that a real drink?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's an Arnold Palmer with vodka.
Now I gotta look that up.
Because Arnold Palmer is there's no alcohol in it.
Yeah.
It's just lemonade and iced tea. So then a John Daly is an Arnold Palmer with vodka. I'm almost positive.
Oh yeah, John Daly's cocktail is a spiked version of the Arnold Palmer. Wow.
Yeah.
A John Daly, huh? I would drink a John Daly.
I don't think he's an old racist though.
I don't know. He's from Arkansas, so he might have said nigga a couple times.
He probably has, but also...
He probably has, but...
But the sentence was, I love...
No, you know what I'm thinking of? I think he's like boys with Barkley, Charles Barkley.
I can see. He's from Alabama.
Yeah, he kind of runs in that...
So he might not...
There's that version of that southern white guy who's just...
Who's just cool as fuck with black people. Yeah. I know those guys.
You know what I'm talking
cool
about? They're white trash.
Yeah, they grew up with black people. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love those guys.
I think he might be that.
Those are the fun white people.
Yeah. He's great. Because he's also been screwed with by, like, they don't want him in any country clubs either.
Oh, he's smoking, you know? Ripping cigs with a brewski. I love John Daly.
It's just because he doesn't shower. That's why they don't want him in there.
Yeah, they don't want him in the club. He goes on benders.
Wait, he doesn't wear shirts? Have you seen him golf? He'll do full.
Is he the Burt Kreischer of PGA?
Pre-Burt Kreischer,
yeah, before Burt.
He's done whole things, yeah, where he'll just take his shirt off for like the, if he's losing by a lot and it comes down to the end, he'll take his shirt off for the 18th hole.
That's gangster.
And just play it.
I noticed they never cut to that. I always think
that the most highly skilled athletes of all time are the ones who are wildly out of shape, yeah, but could still compete at a professional level.
Luka Doncic.
When everyone else had to be
Nikola
in shape.
Nikola Jokic.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. The fat white dudes you can kill.
Do you remember Hot Plate Williams, the basketball player?
No.
He played for the
Harlem
Clippers?
Globetrotter?
No, he played for the LA Clippers.
And that's when the Clippers were trash. When they had Darius Miles, probably.
It was, yeah, around that era.
Yeah, that sounds
And he
right.
was like, he was their center. He might have been 400 pounds.
Mr.
Just
Hot Plate.
Fat. Yeah, just full on. And then Pig Miller. Do you remember him? Anthony Pig Miller. Do you remember that guy? They were all just, there was an era in the 90s where you could just be a fat guy.
Yeah.
And still make it in the NBA.
That's when the game was still transitioning to full black.
These were all black guys.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Pig Miller.
Pig Miller.
I figured Hot Plate was.
Pig Miller played with a toothpick in his mouth.
What was this, 1973?
You don't remember this, I think you're thinking
of the ABA.
No. I'm playing with
a toothpick in your mouth is crazy. I don't know if they ever let that happen.
I'm 100%.
Okay, well, that sounds a little... But, you know, that's why I said Harlem Globetrotters, because I'm like, that... Yeah, okay, that's pretty crazy. But they also used to smoke cigs at halftime in the NBA, so...
Yeah, Vlade Divac did.
Fucking...
Throughout the 90s.
Jordan said when he first got to the Bulls, he was like, they were, like, doing coke on the plane and shit.
I remember him saying
that's good. When they were... They lost, like, almost every game when he got drafted as a franchise player.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, dude. He was like...
He was the rookie, and he had to go tell all the old guys to shape up, basically, because they were all just drunk and doing coke.
And smoking cigs at halftime.
Yeah.
NBA was a different place.
Amazing. The 1986 Mets... Did you ever read about them?
It was Daryl Strawberry.
Daryl Strawberry and Doc Gooden.
Well, I know Daryl Strawberry battled with addiction, so.
The whole team. I read, there's a book called The Bad Guys Won about the story of when they...
They won the World Series?
Yeah.
They were fucked up?
The whole time. So, dude, the book's amazing. It's basically, it's written by the guy who was the beat writer for them at the time. So he went to every single game. Yeah. He was on the plane with them. Gary Carter was on the team. Kevin Mitchell, remember that outfielder? Yeah, yeah. They said Kevin Mitchell was like a real life gang member and would rob cars in the parking lot during the game.
Why was he not on the field?
Like if he wasn't in that day.
Oh.
If he wasn't playing or when they were in the dugout, he would, or at some points during games, he would run out to the parking lot and break into people's cars. And then run back in.
The MLB wasn't paying back then? What the
I have no idea.
Like Aaron Hernandez.
I have no idea. No, but he wasn't killing people. But
he didn't start killing people until later.
The book basically says that these guys would have won. They had the talent to win like 5 rings in a row. And because they were all just coked out of their mind, drugged out of their mind, they won one.
It's called The Bad Guys Won.
It's called The Bad Guys Won. It's maybe the best book I've ever written. The story of the 86 Mets and the manager, what do they call it? Manager? Is that what baseball calls him?
The coach.
Yeah. At the time, his rule was do whatever you want as long as we win. I don't care what you do as long as we win. And so they just destroyed everybody for like one season.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Next question?
Yeah.
Why do some black people say axe instead of ask? I can barely say it. And then there's another one in this one, but we'll start with that one. Why do black people say axe instead? Here's my question. Is it a conscious choice, do you think?
No, it's how they were taught. It's what they heard. If your parents say it, then you're going to say it. That's how you learn English. Yeah, and like you start talking years before you ever go to school. So by the time you're talking, you say axe.
So
like
there's babies running around saying axe?
Yeah, because that's what they hear their grandma say. Your grandma says it or something like that. Yeah. You know, my mom's an English teacher. But I have cousins, like in South Carolina, who they don't, the color orange, they're like, orange. It's orange.
So it's just something.
Yeah, and I remember I was like, what the fuck is orange? And that's what orange is to them. And like, there's like, oh, eat that orange over there. And so axe, the same people say urn say axe.
Yeah. I think it's all Southern just in general.
I think that's a Southern thing.
White people
I think it's
too.
Slavery talk.
I've never heard a white person say axe.
I have never heard of, and I'd be like, first of all, where are you from?
Have a white guy say axe?
I'd be like, all right.
That would kind of be cool.
No, it would show his economic, socioeconomical status.
If John Daly, maybe John Daly might say
John Daly could possibly say axe.
Yeah.
Can I ask y'all something?
Did you ever, I knew kids who used to say ambulance. Instead of ambulance?
No, ambulance. That's how my cousin say ambulance.
Ambulance?
Ambulance.
I knew kids. So there's a part of...
So you're in California, so they might vote for... I'm from the South.
It's an ambulance.
They're like, what an ambulance? Call an ambulance.
I wonder if it's a version of that. I'm from California, but I'm from inland, and there's some hills. There's some like...
The hills have eyes.
The hills out there. There's hill people around where I'm from, and they couldn't... This is like in high school. They're like 17-year-olds, and they're saying ambulance.
Ambulance. I got cousins say ambulance 100%.
Ambulance.
I was like, an avalanche?
Yeah, so maybe it's just that. For some reason, the axe one is the one that befuddles white people the most.
Yeah, you're not that poor.
We stick on that one.
Yeah, we're poor, but we're not axe poor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a different, I guess. And then this person had a follow-up question. Why don't they, I assume this means black people, why don't they replace the batteries and smoke alarms? I don't even know that was a thing, like a racial thing.
If you watch TikTok or any video, there's normally in a black video, it's a beep.
There's a beep in the video.
Yeah, and honestly, because let's be honest, what are the chances we're actually going to have a house fire? Okay? You know how much batteries cost? I can use that little $12 right now. So, don't nobody leave the stove home, and we probably won't need it.
But is that also a socioeconomic thing?
No, even black people I know with money.
Rich black people.
They'll let it beep for like a day or two. Now, poor people let it beep forever. Yeah, but okay. Like people with money, this is going to beep for a day or two.
Spike Lee lives down the street. If we went to his house, it'd be a beep.
It might be a beep.
We had a beep. We went to China for, on that Korea trip last summer. We went to China for like 10 days and then Korea for 5 or something. And 2 days into our trip, the neighbors on this floor started texting us that we were beeping our smoke alarm. And we were like, we'd left
white people texted y'all that you're beeping.
Yes.
That's how you know this is a white neighborhood, because that's crazy. No black person ever calls them and be like, hey, man, you check your smoke alarm? We're like, yeah, bitch. What the fuck is your problem for?
multiple people on the floor, different households. We're like, hey.
They didn't call you to say it was a fire. They said there's a beep.
You're saying you're annoying us. Yeah, your smoke alarm's going off. But guess what? And yeah, you're right. So there's a black lady who lives right here behind us, and she didn't say anything. But yeah. I will say this. We left keys with her. And then with the other white couple and the other white couple, three different groups.
You gave out three sets of keys to neighbors?
Yeah, in case you get locked out.
Yeah, okay.
You gotta
one
get
person
back in.
Needs my key. Yeah,
it didn't work.
It's not a fucking free-for-all.
Everyone lost our keys. So we told them all, we're like, okay, well, you have keys, they have keys, and then the other people have keys. So one of you guys, just go in there, you can unplug
it. You know the chance of three families losing your keys? They threw them bitches away.
I guess
they're
so.
Like, yeah, okay, Turner.
Yeah, but then it's their fault. Then so we didn't feel bad about the smoke alarm.
Crazy.
We're like, we gave you, you had our keys. Joe, what are you doing over there? We told you to be on. You're on this show.
Hey, man, Joe's over it, man. She says the show's done.
You're not even paying. Joe's checked out.
No, I'm looking up Daryl Strawberry's crimes.
Oh yeah, I forgot. We got to do a fact check at the end of this thing. So okay, so this is from. We didn't get to this question, but I know who it was from, and I'll just say in vague terms, it was from an Asian woman in the crowd at our live show, and but we didn't get to it. But she says, "How do you explain to a child that the N-word is very bad and why he should never say it?" So
this
I'm assuming
this was the Asian lady. That
I know
like,
she has like an 8-year-old boy.
Well, she was Asian. Her husband was white. So if this little half Asian baby's running around saying,
"I think she might be from," I know
and they're rich. Because she told me that we were at our daughter's violin lesson. So
that makes you rich.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you, you know how much violin lessons you think they give those?
I don't know how much
they're not giving those away, Turner. All right. Not to some Asian white baby. They're paying high dollar.
Yeah, but if you're Asian, sometimes you put all your money into the violin lessons.
Nah, she said her husband was in tech. They got money.
Yeah, they're doing all right.
Yeah. So your little mixed baby who has no black descent shouldn't be saying at all, especially if they play a fucking classical instrument.
No, I think she knows he shouldn't be singing. Her
but,
thing
but
is,
how do you explain it?
How do you explain that he shouldn't?
Show him the movie Roots.
I would assume he's trying to say it as like a
cool way. Yeah.
Like, I live in Brooklyn, I'm cool.
You live in a brownstone in Brooklyn. You're not fucking cool. Tell him that. Look at where you live. I will drop you off in the projects. You make it a week.
That's,
you can say,
now that's the answer.
You, I'll drop you off in the projects for a week. If I come back in a week, you're still alive. You can say Nick every day.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
But mom, it rolls off the tongue.
What if he just makes it in the project? They love him.
He just becomes a kingpin.
Yeah.
They take him under his wing.
Mom, I'm not coming home.
Never.
After a week.
Yeah, that'd be, and then I'd be like, say Nick away.
I think there you go. That's the deal. That's
mom,
the
that chicken is so much better than yours.
It's because you've never been to Korea, baby.
Joe hey, Russell. For the final time, what did we get right? Should we do fact check? I was thinking. Should that be something we add to the live show?
No, let's not overcomplicate this.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
So number one.
What did we get right? What did we get wrong?
You got right that, yes, the pod is ending.
What was our big argument about? Oh, if there's is there such thing as bok choy fried chicken?
I didn't look it up, but no, there isn't.
Exactly.
I'll do my own fact check. We need a second opinion.
It's not a spice that you
would
even.
No, you could make it. Bok choy. Fried.
Can I do one fact check of my own, by
sure.
the way? There's been multiple times on this show where I've said something, Phil's told me I'm wrong, convinced me I'm wrong, and then I look it up afterwards and I was right.
Yeah.
One of them
they've only done stir fry bok choy fried chicken. Oh fuck.
Well, it's not a flavor.
I'm going to make it now.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
We were talking with Ari. We were talking about the neighborhood down the street where Jay-Z grew up.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he grew up in a Jewish neighborhood. And you're like, no, the Jews came way later. Totally wrong.
Totally wrong.
I Googled it. The Jews moved there in like the 1920s or something.
Really?
Yeah.
And they let Jay-Z live there.
He grew up in like the 80s.
They were the landlords.
No, he's from the, what do they call them? Marcy Projects.
Yeah.
And but all around the project is the Jew, is the Hasidic Jewish.
So how did the projects get built if it was Jewish land? They allowed that?
Well, it's government land.
Oh, got you.
What's the point? I don't know. What's your point?
I don't either.
Okay. All right. What else do we got?
Okay. The recipe for a Tom Collins.
Oh, yeah.
Is it's a refreshing gin-based cocktail. Typically consists of gin, lemon juice, simple syrup, and club soda served over ice. A maraschino cherry and lemon slice are often used for garnish.
And who is Tom Collins? Do we know or not?
In 1874, a practical joke spread where people would claim to know a Tom Collins who was supposedly talking about others, often leading to listeners to seek out the supposed Tom Collins and get served the drink.
Wait, it's like a can.
He was like a gossiper.
Yeah.
And they were like, but it was some guy who was fucked up on gin and he was gossiping and they were like, oh, Tom Collins over here.
Yeah.
And oh my God. Well, we got to make a Phil Duckett.
Some chatty patty yeah. loud mouth.
Yeah, telling
we
all the business.
We need a Phil Duckett.
We need a Phil Duckett.
Is that it?
Unless you want to hear Daryl Strawberry's crimes.
Yes, of course we do.
Child support violations, 1995. Drug and solicitation charges.
Trying to buy dope.
Buying
dope. Yeah. He tried to buy cocaine off of an undercover officer.
Cop, yeah. That's what I was saying.
Tax evasion. Sure. Violations of probation. And then he was also charged for filing police records, fake police report.
Oh, nice.
So
he's just, man, I think he got a bad rap. Those aren't that bad.
Yeah. Plus, he can. Man.
He won a World Series.
I was going to say, that should absolve you of all crimes.
Yeah, he should have done these crimes in New York. They'd have let him
His
go.
Name wants me to eat strawberries. Makes me want strawberries.
Daryl Strawberry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes me hungry thing. For
That's
berries.
That's a good one. That's the show. I think that's a good way to end it.
That's a good way to end it.
Next time we talk to you guys, it will be an announcement right here for the start of our monthly live show. Thank you all. Every Patreon subscriber, thank you very much. Every listener, thank you very much. And Patreon subscribers, stick around. We still got more for you. Everybody else, stay black.
Stay black. You've got a question, but you're scared to ask. Just drop the boys a message because they're up to the task.